This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Yeah, I thought George was magnificent this evening. We could all talk about his kicking, what he did in scoring the points, but the composure and the management he showed throughout. And I think what tonight is another example of the great leadership that's within this England team. And a lot's been said in the past about the leadership within the England team, where I see is a group that has packed full of senior pros who are fantastic leaders, like the man next to me, Jamie, George, Ellis, Genge, and the list could go on. And I thought, not one man wins a game. They all do, and they did very well tonight.
It wasn't just the public that was disappointed in our performances, it was us as well. So first and foremost, we wanted to get it right for each other, and we did that today. I think what really won us that game was our effort, our intent, especially in defence, and then a set piece came to the party, and we were able to really put some points on the board. Obviously, Fordy had an unbelievable game, and he led us around the park, and when you've got a good set piece and a good 10, you've got a good chance of winning.
I talked in the week about how I sensed from the players that they felt they had been written off a little too early. And I think that we've got a quality group of players. And I reiterate that again. And I think you saw that on the pitch today. And I think that blend of experience, because a lot of people have been talking and writing columns about some of the experience that I thought the players showed their experience today on the big occasion. And I certainly felt that these players were ready to perform on the biggest of stages. And like Courtney, who has many times. Right now, we're pleased with the win, pleased that we stepped forward in some areas. We have to adapt, and we're going through a disciplinary process now with Tom Curry, so we're going to have to be ready for what comes from that. And then we play Japan next Sunday in Nice. And these players should rest and recover and enjoy this win because they deserve it. From a coach's point of view, we're already moving on to Japan, and then our preparation for the Japan game with the team will start on Monday night. I'm really pleased for the players because they have been putting in an enormous amount of hard work, and I think the players started to see some of the reward of it tonight. And I know every day they've turned up and tried their very hardest, and they saw that reward on there. So that's an important sign for the players of what they're doing is ensuring we're going in the right direction. The second thing I'm really pleased about is the supporters around that stadium today. I thought they were absolutely magnificent. I said beforehand, we have tens of thousands of England supporters in France. They're going to follow us around and spend an awful lot of money to do that. And we want to make sure they have nights to remember. And I think they'll remember tonight. And I think the third group I talk about is all those people back home in the living rooms, the sofas, in the pubs. I hope they had a real good night tonight. And what we want to do is make sure they have another good night next Sunday.
I think we've got a few players that kind of like to celebrate things. I like to reserve my energy for other things. But yeah, it lifts us. And I think the things that really kind of get the team going is when boys step up and do the tough jobs really well, like Manu stepping up, hitting hard, running hard, them kind of things, you know, they're things that really lift the team. And then obviously, yeah, boys will get energy from that.
We had 14 men for 78 minutes, and they had 14 men for 10 minutes. And until very late in that game, we were well ahead on run meters in terms of finding space. I think you've seen a team starting to find space and trying to be able to move the ball to the edges. And I think you saw that today. I think we were, in a couple of instances, one or two last passes away from really creating even better opportunities and taking opportunities. That continues to be an area for us to develop. But what I would say is we are a team that's trying to ensure we maximise our learning every single day. The players have been magnificent. Everything we ask of them, they go and apply themselves wholeheartedly towards. So I think, yes, we want to make sure our attack continues to improve. Defence took a step forward today from where it was 2 weeks ago. And we're going to be tested in a different way against Japan next week. And they play tomorrow. Japan are a team that move the ball really well. They've got great speed on the edges and they play the game in a different way to any way you tend to be used to. So we're going to have to prepare really well for that this week.
A little bit mixed, I'd say. I think I'm really proud of how we fronted up physically, but our accuracy at times just wasn't there. Obviously, full credit to South Africa, they put us under a lot of pressure and we didn't execute under that pressure. Like, we knew we were in a tough group and that we were going to have to play really well against all the teams in this group, but all the games are must-win now.
We had a promising attacking position outside the 22, and the TMO came in for, which looked like a body check. Finn tried to get the ball, and it wasn't a traditional sort of tackle, but I didn't really know how that ended up being a penalty. There's still inconsistencies in seeing these things. Whether TMO did see it, it was on the replay. The incident in the first half. So yeah, just inconsistencies in what means it'd be a yellow card, a red card or a penalty when there's been a head contact. So yeah, we're obviously frustrated with that, but we're more frustrated with our own performance. Really disappointed. We were slow to get going in the first half. There was a bit inaccuracy in our play, but then we built into the game. I felt physically we were more than up for the challenge of South Africa bringing the way they play, and we started to win penalties at scrum time, which was a real bonus. There were opportunities, not many in our attacking game, but there was a couple out there in the first half, and we talked about how second half we need to build on what we've done in that second quarter. But we started with a bit of inaccuracy, and then South Africa dominated possession for a period, took their points, and it became difficult in those conditions against that defence to play from deep and became risky, and we never got really the accuracy to really trouble them on the scoreboard. South Africa kicked a lot in the first half. They put a lot of contestable kicks up, and we ended up in our half a lot, so I imagine that was one reason we were kicking. We didn't get enough attack in the opposition half, but the plan is always to transfer pressure at times through a kicking game, through winning better ball back through your kicking game, but also attacking space through your passing game. But that space wasn't there enough in the second half. Regarding the overthrow lineouts, there was a couple, and that's, I suppose, Test rugby at the highest level. We're looking to win the ball at the tail of the line out, and matter of millimetres, I think one does hit the hands, another one goes over the top, and it means we don't get a chance to go through attacking phases and put pressure on the defence, and we know we'll have to be better there. I'd say our defence, we would be relatively satisfied with the effort that went in, the amount of turnovers we did force and the collisions. I still think that there's more in us in defence. But our attack in general, so that comes from our set piece, winning the possession, and also what we did when we had that possession, that's got to improve. We only scored 3 points, so that's unusual for us. Again, a credit to South Africa's defence, but we'll have to be much better there.